If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Thing, everyone. Actually, this is not going to be quick. Who am I kidding? You know, I like to do little snippet videos for all of you guys, but this one's going to be a longer one because, frankly, I just have not had the time this week to video myself. And to be really honest, really, really honest, you know, I've been working hard this week, but I've also been working from home and it's been freaking sweet. And, you know, I just want to quickly say, sorry, it's dark. I needed to grab something out of this conference room. But I just needed to say that, you know, you don't have to do it like everyone else. If you're pursuing greatness, yes, you want to take a lot of people's advice, but you don't want to do it like everyone else. You know, you got to be different. You got to do it in a way that makes you happy. And, you know, this week, it felt like the right thing to do. It felt like being home was the right thing to do. I'd be with my wife a little bit. I'd relax a little bit. And I didn't really relax, actually. I've been working, but just been working in a different setting. And I've taken quick breaks to go for a walk. And I've taken quick breaks to work out outside. And it's been nice. The thing that I really wanted to talk about right now, and I'm pulling up my notes because this is something that kind of got to me. I wanted to talk about mentors. So I'm just gonna keep looking at my notes because I was thinking about my own mentorship, and I think every single person needs to have a mentor. Every person. And you're gonna hear all of this in a Pocket Thoughts podcast that I was a part of tonight. And you know, let's first define a mentor. And I wrote this down. Kind of what I believe. I'd say a mentor is a more experienced and knowledgeable person who teaches and nurtures the development of you. I think it's somebody who can either positively influence you in your personal life or your professional life. And most importantly, I think the mentor has to offer experiences that you can personally grow from. So I think that's the definition of a mentor. But to go into more detail, you know, this is factual evidence here. Cabbage Incorporated, it's some finance company, I don't know where they're located, but they surveyed 200 small business owners in 2018, and they wanted to know how many of them had mentors. And you know, I'm bringing this up, whether you're a small business owner or not, this is applicable to everyone's life. These business owners, only 22% of them had mentors. And therefore, that means 78% of them did not. But when you really think about it, if you think about the statistics, if we take a step back, small businesses have a very small chance of surviving. 20% of them fail in the first year, 30% of them fail in the second, 50% of them fail in the fifth. We are the same as small businesses in a sense. You know, a lot of us, when we're trying to pursue something great, we have an exponential chance, if that's the right word, of failing. We do. We have a very good chance of failing. And if we want to pursue something incredible, pursue something great, we need to have a mentor that we can depend on, that we can lean on to help us get through that. So You know, this is huge when it comes to mentorship. And I'm sorry, I'm just fooling around really quick.
This is huge with a mentorship because, you know, when they went back and they actually talked to these small business owners, 92% of them said, 92% of them, sorry, I have a really itchy nose. 92% of them said that mentors have a direct impact on growth and business survival. That's mind-blowing because if mentors have that big of an impact on businesses, think of how big of an impact they would have on your own life. Now, I think you need them for so many reasons. And so whether you're in accounting, finance, swimming, it doesn't matter what it is. I think you need to find good mentors because I listed some things here. Good mentors help you set measurable goals. Good mentors never let you settle. They never let you become complacent. I have mentors that reach out all the time that say, hey, Bobby, what's up with that post? You said you were gonna post 12 things this week. It's only been 10, get it together. They've wondered how in the world the company's growing. They haven't seen a lot of progress and they get on my butt. You know, good mentors also share personal experiences. I said that you need to find a mentor that you're close enough with that they will actually share things about their life so you can actually grow. They actually need to open up to you or else you're not gonna have a good relationship. Good mentors also have to be blunt. You know, I have shared this story in the past, but I had a mentor and I've said this before. My favorite mentor is someone that sat me down in front of pretty much the entire company and said, you fucking suck at sticking to a company and going all in. You sell it if it gets tough or you give up. And you know, that was the greatest advice I've ever gotten, but it's because that mentor was blunt. The fifth thing, I think we're at number five, they will help you stay afloat longer in your pursuit of greatness. And lastly, they will have a great network that will help you essentially get to where you want to be. Now, finding a mentor isn't easy. If it was easy, everyone would have incredible mentors. Not easy at all. So a couple things I wrote here, and I'm sorry I keep looking up to check, but I want to make sure I get it right when I was thinking about it. Number one, don't assume anyone is too busy. You know, I have mentors that are running billion-dollar companies. That isn't an all good for me. That is just the fact that I took the time to figure out what they needed, and I made sure I gave them what they needed. You know, it's a give-and-take relationship. I shared before that, you know, I reached out to one of my mentors and said, hey, make me do something. And he responded with, go fix my goose defense line around the lake. And I was like, okay, simple enough. What I didn't know is I have to buy it. You know, it's gonna cost me several hundred bucks, maybe $1,000. And you know, realistically, that is gonna be worth the mentorship because that person is gonna provide me an insane amount of value. So the fact that I'm gonna provide them a little value to get goose poop off of their lot, and I know it's a little humbling, but the fact that I'm willing to do that for them to sit down with me, I mean, realistically, he is gonna give me so much more in return than I can ever give him. So it's give and take. Also, make sure you're very appreciative. I mean, send thank yous, so important. And you know, you also need to make sure you give enough before you take. And I keep hitting this and I just said it, but like, before you ask for anything, make sure you have given enough to actually ask for something. Make sure they ask you what you need. Never ask. Like, you want to be their friend, you want to provide them value, and then they will provide you an exceptional amount of value. That's how a good mentorship role is. It needs to be a friendship. That is huge. Friendship, sacrifice, and you're gonna get a lot out of it. Really quick thing, and I know I said this was quick at the beginning and it's been 8 minutes, but you know, you might think that you don't provide any value to someone, but you do. You know, I have had people that have run billion-dollar companies and I've known for a fact I had nothing that to help them. And I actually just sat there looking at their websites and I looked for spelling grammatical errors. And I would email these people and say, here's the deal, I know I can't provide you any value, but I found these errors and I just want you to know that I'm trying to provide you value where I can. If you're willing to sit down with me and just talk, it'd mean the world to me. The second thing I've done, and I gotta wrap this up really quick,
The second thing I've done is after every single mentorship meeting or every single meeting, I do my homework. So the topics that the mentor brings up, I make sure I do homework on those topics and try to find more information on it, and I send it to that mentor and say, here's the deal. I'm not an expert, but I looked at what Elon Musk thought. I look at what Larry Page thought of this topic, and this is their advice. I wanted to send it to you. I don't think you're doing it wrong, but I just wanted to let you know that there are other ways to do it, or there are ways to improve upon what we just talked about. So do your homework. Make sure, give them proof that you are trying and you are caring, and that is going to be a valuable, valuable, valuable mentorship. And you are going to get so much out of that, that it may change your life. It may change your career path, and it will be 100% worth it. That is me on a